Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 25. It is said that honest sharing should be done without identification. Isn't saying, I feel sad, also identification? I feel more comfortable using a part of me feels sad or their sadness, because the me doesn't really feel sad, but always at peace. Could you clarify why this I feel feels like a confinement, identification, and not really true to me? Yeah, I can absolutely understand this. In a way, it is right what you say. It came to me in that way, so I can only assume why this happened in that way. It's that honest sharing is nothing I created in that way. It came in meditation as a complete package, and I'm just a channel for that, we could say that. Maybe it makes sense to say I feel sad because we are so far away from our emotions that it brings us more in contact. But it's nevertheless, it's right what you say, because there's an I inside in this sentence. And it's not that you have to do it exactly like that. These phrases are just possibilities to help you to formulate things in a way that there's no identification. You can do it in a different way. As soon as you have understood the principle, you can do it in any way you want. And you write, for example, their sadness is absolutely perfect. If you say that there is sadness. Yeah, but there is sadness. You could also say here is sadness, maybe even better. Yeah, but anyway, this is absolutely correct. What I would not recommend to say what you your first example here, a part of me feels sad. I wouldn't do that, because this creates a split in the mind, and we are not split. It's about realizing our totality, our oneness. So I wouldn't do that. There's no part of you. You are everything, your consciousness. So it's better the second phrase you say, there is sadness or here is sadness. Yeah, but how you write, I see you have understood the principle, so it's actually not really the point how you formulate it. And you write, because the me doesn't really feel sad, but always at peace. Well, there is no me actually. Yeah, I know what you mean. What you are is always at peace, and this is beyond any state. Subject state of peace. But me is consciousness. It's nothing defined. It's nothing separated. But I think you mean that there's something we call me that is always at peace. But this me is not actually nothing personal. Yeah, this goes too far into Advaita. Maybe we can say that like that. So yeah, could you clarify why this I feels like a confinement, identification, and not really true to me? Yeah, absolutely. It's like that. And if you are at that point, you just as a suggestion, see that everything happens in that what you call me. So your emotions, your thoughts, your body sensations, your concepts, your questions, your answers, what you perceive from the outside, everything happens, appears and disappears in that what you call me. You could also call it we, or all, or nothing, or God, it's all the same. Or consciousness, or love, it's all the same, energy, whatsoever we call it. Yeah, and at that point, Honest sharing has completed its purpose. We are free from identification of the appearances, of the forms and states.